The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
Hey, very pleasure. Good afternoon. We have made it to the middle of the week, and Mississippi State continues its winning and shocking ways in Omaha. If you missed it last night, you thought you were watching the beginning of the end. They were being shut out, just outs away from going down, and it happened. Tanner Allen's home run sparked the comeback as Mississippi State knocks off Virginia, and it was an amazing moment as state fans all across the country were up in celebration as that ball went into the bullpen. And afterwards, there was so much conversation about the history being made. Very few comebacks like this one in the storied history of the CWS. State has done it. Oregon State did it a couple of years ago. Carolina did it in 11 when they were marching toward a national championship. And afterwards, Tanner Allen was pretty fired up.
You know, we're middle of the game, we're like, man, you know, this is going to be a punch if we take a L right here. But, you know, then we were meeting in the outfit when a pitcher changed, like, hey, we're not out of this game. We always come back. We're used to this. So let's just keep playing. And how about the big swing with Rowdy right there in the gap? So he got us started.
What can you say about the way that your closer, Landon Sims?
That guy gets everything he's got every time he goes to the mound. I'm looking, it's like the seventh or eighth inning before we come in, I keep looking back in the pen, I'm like, where's Landon at? He's got to be getting hot somewhere. So, yeah, man, that guy's unbelievable. He's an unbelievable competitor.
How's his shoulder?
Woo, it's sore. But, hey, get a couple days rested now, so he'll be all right.
Meanwhile, we've had so many questions about what's next for LSU baseball with Paul Mainieri stepping down and Glenn Gilbo with this breaking news just moments ago, saying that there are now three finalists: Arizona, which was in the College World Series, Jay Johnson from there; East Carolina's Cliff Godwin; and Notre Dame's Link Jarrett. Interestingly, Mainieri came for Notre Dame. There is certainly a link there. We'll keep you posted if there's anything breaks on that. Some tough news out of Texas today. R.C. Slocum, the legendary coach, he's also a member of the college playoff committee. Unfortunately, some news released that he has been diagnosed with Hodgkin lymphoma. We all send our very best to Coach Slocum, one of the favorite people in the history of college athletics. And it is just certainly sad news. We hope he works through this, and we hope to be able to speak to him in the near future. Meanwhile, there's a continual fallout of what happened Monday with the Supreme Court. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But by the way, I didn't even realize. Did anybody know the college football season was here? I didn't. the Phil Steele magazine is out. Has it come to your house yet? Well, I don't know if it's done that, but he will be coming to our house in just a little while. Phil Steele, one of our guests here on the program, and we look forward to speaking to him. We'll start with Seth Emerson from The Athletic. Drew Butler played football, part of a football family at UGA. He'll join us talking about what he's been doing lately. Daniel Libet covers the world of sports and business for Sportico. And Phil Steele with his predictions about the upcoming college football season. We begin with your phone calls, of course, at 855-242-7285. 855-242-7285 is the number. Let's start with John in Louisville. Hey, John, thank you. Welcome. Great to have you on board.
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. And I have before I discuss Arizona State, I have to ask, did you sleep in today?
Unfortunately, no. Should I have?
Well, I got up Wednesday early to listen to you on Get Up, and you weren't there. I mean, coffee didn't smell the same. The donuts didn't taste
no,
well.
What yeah, no, I was, I mean, usually we are on Wednesday, but I think my compatriot was flying back from Dallas, so they tabled us from our usual Wednesday morning appearance.
Well, I missed you, and just want to let you know that.
Thank you.
Anyways, I heard you discuss Arizona State briefly last week, so I did a little digging, and I was shocked. There's already been a dossier sent to the NCAA, and they're already investigating. But what I was really surprised about is the fact that they tested positive, the team on, and well, you know what's going on. They snuck all these, allegedly snuck all these recruits in to visit, and apparently on the season opener, they tested positive or negative on the team on a Friday night, and then Monday morning they shut it all down, which is 2.5 days later, and we're, you know, gone for 3 weeks. So it isn't just the fact that they were apparently, you know, run-of-the-mill cheating, but it looks like it could be more serious that they put people at risk.
Yeah, John, I would agree with you. It is an absolutely terrible situation. Personally, I'm a big fan of Herman Edwards. I've gotten to know him well.
Me too.
But my concern when he was hired was that it was the disconnect that Herm has with the college game. And I don't know any of the facts any more than you do, but that may be coming in. That, you know, it's one thing to be in the NFL where you have an infrastructure around you. College football is more hands-on.
Yeah, I'm a big Herm Edwards fan as well, but this looks like it could house right up to the AD department.
Yeah, I really, when this, if all of this is true, I will have a hard time believing that they're not going to clean house out there.
Well, I look forward to hearing you on Get Up in the Morning.
Okay. Thanks, John. I will let you know when I'm off, okay? Thank you. Good to
Take
hear from
care.
You. You got it. Chris is up next in South Carolina. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We are doing great. Good to hear from you.
Hey, my heart goes out to the guy on the college playoff committee about how she was a lymphoma. My girlfriend, she just went through a 2-year battle with that and just got a stem cell transplant probably about a month ago. So I know exactly what his family going through.
Well, I'm glad. Well, that's interesting, Chris. It really is.
Yeah. So my heart's going out to him. But the reason I was calling you was, I mean, I see that you finally made a pick for the game.
The other day,
you said that you picked Georgia.
Well, Chris, come on. It's June 23rd. I said to someone the other day I would pick Georgia today. That can change because somebody could get hurt. But I do like Georgia. What about you?
Yeah, I'm gonna pick Georgia. No, Paul, you know I'm picking Clemson.
I thought maybe. I mean, I want you to tell me why you're so high on Clemson, other than the fact you're a fan.
It's got a lot to do with what I'm saying, but I also fought the team very hard. And just the guys that we got coming in, you know, like the weapons last year, what gave us last year was that we didn't have all our wide receivers and all. So,
hey, Chris,
our defense is going to be great.
I think Dabo's calling you.
Yeah, well, I'm at work. I'm trying to put it on me, but I'm at work. But I might need to get that phone call because I think it's my boss. But I'll call you back
this
week.
Okay. I do not. We carry a lot of burden on this program, but I don't want Chris to get in trouble with his boss. I mean, you think there's any chance his boss was watching and he saw Chris's name pop up, knows he's a Clemson fan, and called him and said, "Hey, buddy, I thought you're supposed to be doing some work right now, not on hold for the Feinbaum show." Frank is in Sacramento where it's lunchtime. Nobody could get in trouble for calling in a show. Good afternoon.
Hello?
Hey, Frank.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, question. Just by chance, I'm from California, but my son and I have been following Mississippi football for a while. And with Alabama losing all these starters, and that game last year with that tempo and that pace, how do you feel about Mississippi challenging them with Alabama losing all their starters this year? I'm thinking that they struggled with that pace last year, and it might be a difference maker this year. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't really see it the same way you do, Frank. Alabama lost, you know, a million players to the NFL, but they also have tremendous backups, and I'm just not sure from a talent standpoint how Ole Miss has closed that gap.
I understand. I just thought that tempo that he put together was kind of unique, and And if you saw at one point, it was 49, 44.
I agree with you, but I wonder, can he do that again? I've said this repeatedly at Ole Miss under Lane Kiffin. If his defense can shore up, I think that program's got a chance to start beating some people. But it doesn't matter how many points you score. If you can't stop anybody, it's going to create a lot of issues. Hey, thank you for the call. We've had a great opening segment. We will continue with more of your phone calls at 855-242-7285. A lot of guests will be dropping by this afternoon, and we are coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Call Feinbaum now. 855-242-7285. That's 855-242-PAUL. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show.
And we are back and glad you are with us. Guests starting to come in here in just a moment. If you want to get in, pretty good time to do it. The number, repeat after me, 855-242-7285. More later on the College World Series. Huge win by State and, of course, Vanderbilt playing tonight. Platypus is up next.
Hey, Paul. How's it going? Long time no talk.
Great to hear from you, Platypus.
Yeah, I'm super busy. I wish I could call more, but you've been very busy. Man, what a busy offseason for you. The 12-team playoff, I wanted to call in and chime in on that. I'm supporting it. I'm okay with it. If it's good for college football, it's good for me. And the Oregon Ducks should get in there every other year. But I wanted to call and ask, the main negative I would hear about it is the potential for a 17-game season, right? That's the main negative. Well, you got all these heads of state at all these meetings, all these conference commissioners, and every year we're always comparing apples to oranges when it comes to schedules. Some conferences have 8-game conference schedules. Some conferences have 9-game conference schedules. Isn't this the time? I feel like it's a missed opportunity. Isn't this the time to hash that out and try to shave off something here or get it more uniform? So at the end of the season, it'll only be a 16-team playoff and we're comparing apples to apples.
Yeah, Platypus, I mean, this would be the perfect time to correct mistakes in the past, and I'm not certain that what they are doing on one level is defensible, but what they are doing is admitting they have a problem. But here's my issue with what I heard yesterday. I heard a lot of peacocking, maybe the same thing, in terms of, you know, what they can and can't do. If the issues in college athletics are so severe where they need to go from a team model to a 12. They can't waste 5 years putting it together because a bunch of contracts have not been unwinded. Anyone in business has been at a table where, even though the letter of the contract says one thing, if you're all working together trying to coalesce around a greater good, you figure out a way to make it work. And I didn't hear enough of that yesterday.
Yeah, I just feel like it's a missed opportunity because we could get a little more uniform across the board, and it'll be easier to compare schedules, conference games, all of the same. Everyone's playing 8 or everyone's playing 9.
Potipus, the problem with that is that you have five. It's like you have five major fiefdoms going on simultaneously, and they don't play by the same rules. And since there is no commissioner of college football, or no czar, you're going to always run into this. Thanks for the call. Joe in Houston, Texas. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling.
Hey, after seeing the news about R.C. Slocum, it got me thinking about the college football committee that he was on. And in case R.C., for whatever reason, can't fulfill his duties, how about replacing him with Jackie Sherrill? How about that as a replacement?
Well, Joe, you've asked the right person about Jackie Sherrill. I think he's one of the most knowledgeable people in college football today. He always has been. The first time I really spent a lot of time with Jackie was out in at College Station one day when we came out there for a game that got canceled. You may remember it. It's about 30 years ago with Alabama because of a hurricane. And I ended up going out with Jackie that night and his wife, and I was just blown away by his business acumen, his understanding, and I've gotten to know him obviously very well since then. And he would be fantastic. He might be too smart for that committee.
Yeah, that's a good point. He would definitely, from a football coach's standpoint, he would definitely shake things up, and I think in the kind of keep everybody on their toes.
But, no, hey, Joe, here's my final aside there, though. Something tells me he won't get chosen because Jackie just may be a little bit too opinionated for the suits of college football.
Yeah, they may bring up some old stories from back in the 80s, some of his recruiting tactics.
Well, you know, I know everyone. Jackie took the NCAA to court when he was at Mississippi State, and he beat them. He didn't really get enough credit for that, and I know what happened at A&M, and I'm still not sure all of that or very much of that was Jackie's fault. But regardless of all of that, he's one of the greatest, the great characters I've ever met in college football, and one of the best coaches too.
Yeah, well, we hope R.C. can, I'm just not sure what he's going to have to go through with his treatment, so hopefully he can pull through, but I thought I'd bring that point up.
Well, so I'm glad you did. I don't know. I mean, I know a little bit about Hodgkin's, and you know, it is treatable. It just depends on the severity of it. I know R.C.'s been battling this for a while, but I hope he can stay on the committee. I'm not sure he can, but I really don't know the answer to that, so let me be quiet before I step in it. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's continue with more phone calls. And Steve is in Ohio. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, got a quick question on the projected new playoff structure. What's your thoughts on Notre Dame and not being able to be ranked in the top four?
Well, I found it interesting, and at first I thought Notre Dame was really getting jobbed in the deal, but the more I think about it, Notre Dame does not play a conference championship game, so they really are at a disadvantage to trying to be looked at in the same way as everyone else, because as everyone who follows the CFP knows, they value that. I think it's a 13th data point or whatever they call it. It's very important to win a championship. So I think they are saying, okay, we know we can't do that, and we're not getting in a league for whatever reason. So we'll take that.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I have to give Jack Swarbrick credit for agreeing. I mean, I think for them, the only way for them to be treated as equals was to get in a league. And last year, they were in a league. They played in the conference championship game, and even losing did not hurt them very much because they had already beaten the team that beat them. Let's continue with more calls. And I apologize. My computer here is acting up. Let me go to Hayden next. Hayden, go right ahead.
Hey, Paul, thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Thank you for calling.
Hey, so go Hogs, number one. Number two, Sam Pittman lost his offensive line coach. What do you think about that? Do you think that speaks to the testament of Sam Pittman, or you think that's just something that's going to happen?
Well, I think it was an opportunity. If you remember, and we still haven't really gotten a straight answer on why LSU, after recruiting began, suddenly saw its line coach leave. It was rather dubious, if you ask my opinion. And Ogeron took advantage of a coach on Arkansas staff who was from Baton Rouge, and I don't read anything into it other than opportunity and a guy wanting to go back home.
So with Arkansas playing Texas at home this year, and the Razorbacks just announcing Don W. Reynolds will be full on game day, do you think that might be the biggest crowd Arkansas has seen in years? And do you also think College game day might come to town?
Now, I'm trying to remember. Is that the second week of the season?
I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah, I'm off the top of my head, which is dangerous. I believe that's the same weekend as Oregon, Ohio State. So I don't program game day, but I'm guessing that they are probably, I think both games are on their list. I'm also trying to figure out, is that the weekend of Auburn, Penn State, or is that the next week? I'll have to double check here to my trusty calendar. I think Auburn, Penn State is the next week. That's the 18th. I would say game day is a possibility. I can't give you an answer on that until I look at a few more games, but I definitely think it's on the list. I'll tell you one thing, that is an opportunity to win a game. And I think right now I do like Arkansas to win that game. I know I'm making a lot of crazy predictions and we'll probably walk them back, but I think Arkansas is going to beat Texas. Let's take a break. More to come. More of your phone calls at 855-242-7285. We have a guest coming up here to talk about a number of things currently going on in college athletics. Seth Emerson is up next.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
And we are back here on a Wednesday afternoon. Glad you are with us. So much going on. Understatement of the year, especially with NIL, Alston, and the CFP. Seth Emerson has covered all these stories for The Athletic. He also covers the University of Georgia, which we'll talk about in a minute. Seth, great to have you back on the program as we say hello to you. You wrote a really, really interesting piece about what would have happened if a couple of Georgia players had, you know, maybe been a little bit younger at the time and not gotten caught up in so much trouble. Good afternoon. Let's talk a little bit about where we are right now as NIL is screeching ever close to a reality.
Hey, Paul. Good to be with you. Yeah, Todd Gurley and AJ Green, it's just remarkable, like, how much the atmosphere has changed around college athletics, isn't it? Like, when, especially when the AJ Green thing happened, it seemed like, you know, he had done wrong, and, you know, it's covered like it was a crime. Now it would be perfectly legal. The Todd Gurley situation is one where that went, may have been part of kind of turning the tide on all this, at least turning public opinion. And here we are, where this stuff is going to be perfectly legal in a few days.
And I know you've been working on stories, and we all are looking ahead to what's going to happen next. Many experts, of which you are one, believe Kirby Smart is very well positioned for this moment when it arrives. So what have you learned about that?
Well, he, like many things around his program, when it comes to recruiting and benefiting from anything and finding ways to use things to benefit his program, he's not going to advertise it. But with Kirby Smart, you're talking about someone who, number one, is smart, number two, works hard and is energetic, and number three, comes from a finance background, or at least a business background. He's somebody, if he hadn't been a football coach, he would have been a businessman. So he knows a lot of people in the business industry. He thinks about business. So I think that if there's ways that he is going to be able to use NIL to his benefit, whether it's in recruiting or with current players, which would then get back to recruiting, because let's say Zamir White, JT Daniels are able to immediately line up something that benefits them. He can turn around and show that to recruits and say, hey, come to Georgia and look what we've got here, like especially the Atlanta market where you've got a lot of businesses. And this is an untapped area. This is a new market. You're going to have Drew Butler on in a half hour, former Georgia punter who's working for Icon Source now, one of these companies that sprouted up to help athletes capitalize on the brand. I'm talking to Drew for a story that'll run tomorrow to kind of educate people on what exactly is happening here. And Drew puts it well. He's like, basically, this is a new market. This is a new thing. This is untapped. Businesses have never had this opportunity to tap into college athletes, current college athletes. And so it's going to be really interesting to see what happens on July 1st and how it all develops.
Talking to Seth Emerson from The Athletic. Seth, let's talk about the season. And the expectations are through the roof. And where have we seen this movie before? In Athens, quite a few times. Yeah. And we've all, you know, taken a flyer. I don't even know if it's a flyer. We've all gone all in on JT Daniels. And I was talking to somebody the other day, and he said, listen, I think he's a really good quarterback, but what has he done? He played against Cincinnati, which was a competitive team, obviously. But other than that, who did he play down the stretch? So I ask you, is the JT Daniels stock inflated?
You know, and the Cincinnati defense was missing a couple of their better defensive backs in that game. So, you know, yeah. I mean, the competition is a factor. When he started his full year at Southern Cal, you know, he had some good moments and bad moments. Even when he was sitting there as Georgia's number two or number three, and people were asking, like, when is he going to get his chance? I had some people who knew the program well telling me, hey, this guy's not the savior. Well, he looked like the savior when he finally got in there. So I think people are comparing how Georgia's offense looked before he got in there and after he got in there, and also considering that he was a five-star recruit. So it seemed to validate how he looked, no matter what the quality of those four defenses. It validated what the hype around him had been. I mean, he could still be an ordinary quarterback. He I don't think he'll be bad. I think the floor for him is pretty well set. That the worst is he'll be an average quarterback who will, you know, occasionally make a bad throw and or have a bad game that may cost you. The ceiling is the question. Is he a Mac Jones, Kyle Trask type? And those guys did make big jumps. I mean, who expected Mac Jones to be that good? Paul, I also think a lot of the hype with JT Daniels isn't just him. It's the talent that he has around him. Even without George Pickens, they just brought in Eric Gilbert. They have Darnell Washington at tight end. They have every receiver, basically, except George Pickens, coming back. They've got really good running backs. The offensive line, to me, is the big question for Georgia and how well they'll be able to protect him. But they've got some good talent there, too. So, and you've got a very good offensive coordinator in Todd Monken, working for a full year now with JT Daniels. So I think there's a lot of reason to be optimistic. The question is the ceiling on JT Daniels and whether you're expecting him to be the next Mac Jones or Kyle Trask or not.
A couple of question marks that linger out there. There aren't many. One is the offensive line. I mean, I'm not doubting it, but there has been a lot of change. And secondly, the defensive secondary. Would you address both of those? Because I think if both of those go well, the Dogs are on their way. If they don't, a lot of teeth gnashing.
Well, let me stop you right there. We're talking about Georgia, all right? So that both of those things could turn out to be great, and then there's a distinct chance something else we're not even planning on ends up, you know, derailing them. That's what always happens around here. So, but yes, on paper, the O-line and not even really the secondary, just the cornerbacks is the question. I think they've shored up the cornerbacks by going in the transfer portal and getting Darian Kendrick, also Tyke Smith from West Virginia to be their nickelback. The bigger question now, I think, is the O-line. And I don't want to get into the depth chart and bore everyone with it, but they have some we have some balls in the air there, as in, is Jamari Sawyer going to be your left guard or your left tackle? He's probably better as a left guard, but if he's playing left tackle, that means they didn't find anybody who's as good to be a left tackle. So it's things like that. I think the O-line for Georgia, again, it's a little bit like JT Daniels. There's a floor there. There's a high floor because there's too much talent there for it to not be good. The question is whether it will be this wire-to-wire dominant unit that just plows over defenses. And we don't know that. And honestly, they haven't had that kind of an O-line the last few years. They have a lot of five stars, highly recruited guys. They've just got to find the right pieces in the preseason and get the right five. And if they do have that, then, yeah, I mean, there's no reason this offense can't really be great in 2021.
And Seth, not to send you back down the rabbit hole on the depth chart, but where are you on the defense?
I think the front seven is – it could be really good.
Okay.
I mean, the defensive line is just going to be stout with Jordan Davis coming back and nose tackle. They've got guys like Trayvon Walker, who was a five-star 2 years ago, who may finally erupt because he finally has a path to playing time. Linebackers, you know, they've got so many good edge rushers. They have trouble finding snaps to get them all on the field. They've got N'Kobe Dean as the inside linebacker. On the back end, Lewis Seen at strong safety is really good. Christopher Smith is established. It kind of gets back to the cornerbacks. If they can get those transfers, Kendrick, Tyke Smith, to blend in seamlessly, the defense has a chance to be really, really good.
So, Seth, everyone's trying to figure it out, and obviously it's late June, but do you think this team can get over the hump, or you know, do we have to continue to listen to the conspiracy theorists out there that Georgia will, you know, as long as Nick Saban has a breath, Georgia will continue to be watching him from the rear?
Well, I mean, look, they've got everything. They've got every reason to think that, yeah, this could be the year. But they've got Alabama that they have to get through. We'll find out a lot when they play Clemson. But they can lose that game and still be right back in the mix the schedule is there for them. That's the other part of it that you know, look, this is not championship or bust for Kirby Smart. You know, no one's getting fired if they don't win a championship this year or next year or the year after that. There's no window that's closing. Their recruiting is good, and it's been good every year. They're going to have talent next year. They're going to have talent the year after that. They have the resources. But, yeah, they need to get over the hump to get people to stop wondering if they ever will. It's just kind of they're in the, you know, I mean, there's other teams that have been in that kind of netherworld like Texas was before Mack Brown finally led them to the championship. Jim Tressel gets Ohio State over the hump for the first time in 30 years or whatever it was. That's where Georgia is right now.
Seth Emerson from The Athletic. Seth, always great to have you on. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Paul.
You got it. Seth Emerson joining us, and we are coming back. He mentioned that one of our guests that he'll be writing about. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. We have a lot to do here on a Wednesday afternoon. Stick around.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back here, Wednesday afternoon. Wade is up next in Louisiana. Hello, Wade.
How you doing?
Hey there.
Okay, as what I was telling you earlier, I seen on the TV a while ago that they had Arizona, East Carolina, and Notre Dame. They was looking at the baseball coaches.
Right. They got a coach
in Louisiana. Okay, he's with the small colleges, and he just won a 7 championship. You know, the national championship for the small colleges. I was wondering why they don't give a look at him. You know, maybe I could pass the word. Maybe they don't even know about him. I heard it on Channel 8 on the news the other day on Fox.
Yeah, let me. This is according to Glenn Gilbo. He's reporting the finalists for the job are Jay Johnson from Arizona, Godwin from ECU, and Notre Dame's link, Jared. I really don't know what Scott Woodward. All I know is he's taking a long time to make this decision.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he knows about this guy in Louisiana, though, you know, and he wants to come to the big colleges. They said that on Fox News.
Well, let me say this about Scott Woodward. I would think he knows everything. He's a meticulous AD, and I can't imagine that anyone has gotten past him. I mean, he's had weeks. He's had 4 weeks to figure this out. And many of us thought he was waiting for the College World Series to end. And considering Arizona was just eliminated, he may very well have been. Let's check in with Graham, who is up next. Hello, Graham.
Paul, how you doing? I'm actually calling from Greenville, North Carolina.
Sure.
I wanted to talk about the same thing, Cliff Godwin. We're hearing rumors, you know, obviously, that he may be gone. You know, he turned down Alabama 4 years ago.
Well, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. He'd only been back, you know, he played here. I think he'd only been back like 2 years. But, you know, I can't say enough great things. I'd say more than anything, he's probably a top three recruiter in the country if you just look at his body of work. But, you know, the guy has just done unbelievable things here. If you watched that series with Gavin Williams versus Rocker, you know, he can't do any more than what he's done. The strike zone was completely different. Now, and you're talking to a guy that was born in Elba, Alabama. I'm a big RTR guy, okay?
Sure.
But I went to East Carolina, graduated 91. So I've seen it all. I watched the SEC. Love your show. Love what you're about. Broadcasting major. So, yeah, I get it. But at the end of the day, Gavin Williams is throwing 13 strikeouts. It should have been like 16. Okay, he's throwing 98 to 100 miles an hour. And they're talking about Rocker, Rocker, Rocker. If you watch that game by the fourth inning, they're talking about Gavin Williams. But if you know anything about baseball, just a tad, you know that if a guy throws 13 strikeouts, 9 of them, which were swing, Rocker had 11. Looking. Enough said.
Hey, thank you, Graham. Really appreciate it. All the best to you, and thanks for sharing that information with us. You may be right. I don't know, but we do know it's getting close. That is a widely watched coaching position. We're back with more after this.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.